The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast. This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, also on Sirius XM Channel 80. How you feeling, Los Angeles? And by the way, if you're in LA and you're complaining today, shut all the way up. Matter of fact, I want to hear someone complain. Let me hear a Lakers or Dodgers fan call up and complain today. Kyle Kuzma, I assumed, had virtually zero trade value. KCP and it's the same thing, and Montrezl Harrell too. Like, those guys, they all, like, Kyle Kuzma can score for you sometimes. Montrezl Harrell can play some defense and get you some rebounds and be a good old-school power forward in a modern era. And KCP can do some things. He can get hot and hit the three ball, and he can also do some other things. It's not like he's just a spot-up shooter. He can do some stuff, but not any one thing well enough other than maybe shoot to be like, yeah, that guy is a starter. But maybe he's a starter on some teams, right? You turn those three things and a first-round pick into Russell Westbrook and 2 seconds? Understand, in the NBA, you never break a dollar into four quarters. But you always want to turn four quarters into a dollar. Lakers took four quarters and turned them into $1.20. They took Kyle Kuzma's a quarter, KCP's a quarter, Montrezl Harrell's a quarter, and a first-round pick's a quarter. Meaning they all have some degree of small value. Just that, like, if you want a Montrezl Harrell, Montrezl Harrell opted into an under $10 million one-year deal. He opted into it. KCP, the guys like that are available on the free agent market every year. And they're not getting max contracts, obviously. And Kyle Kuzma, like, they couldn't put him in a deal when they wanted to get AD, right? They wanted Ingram because Ingram's good. Four quarters, first-round pick. KCP, Montrezl Harrell, quarter, quarter, quarter. Kyle Kuzma, quarter. And you get back a Russell Westbrook dollar and two dimes and 2 second-round picks? Oh, they came off. But is that even as good as what the Dodgers just did? After it was early reporting and rumor that they were near, they had done a deal, that Padres were going to bring in Max Scherzer. The hated rivals were about to bring in Scherzer. You went into a time machine somehow, went back before that deal was consummated, got not only Scherzer, but Trey Turner too? Oh my God! Where are you going to play Trey Turner? He already got a shortstop, except that he can also play second base. By the way, he can also play the outfield. He can play center field. Only the three most important defensive positions that don't face the pitcher, right, like catcher, he can play all three positions. And he can hit you better than 300 and hit for good pop and run the bases and steal bases. And by the way, Trey Turner's working on his defense. All the metrics had him going from below average at shortstop to a good defensive shortstop this year. He only has to play second base. Max Kellerman Show, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline. But the Westbrook deal, oh my God. See, I don't care what anymore. You know how many people and friends of mine in the business and former players and champions and that have been on this show telling me, you know, oh no, the Lakers, you know, analysts, respected analysts and coaches, been on this show telling me that the Lakers could beat the Nets. What was everyone smoking? The Lakers are going to beat the Nets with Kyrie Irving, James Harden, and KD? If they were healthy? Do you realize that the world champion, Milwaukee Bucks, were getting thrashed in such a humiliating fashion, it was like they ought to have stopped the series against the Nets? And that was without Harden! Just KD and Kyrie were so much better than a fully loaded Bucks team, it was really embarrassing to watch. They were winning by an average of over 20 points without James Harden, who, during the regular season, was clearly the best player in basketball when he was on the court. Like, Jokic won MVP because he stayed healthy. And Harden got to the Nets a little late, and he was fat and out of shape when he did. And even then, Harden was the best game for game. James Harden was easily the best regular season player in basketball. Without him, the Nets were thrashing the Bucks. But the Lakers were going to beat them with Harden, Kyrie, and KD this year. They have another year together. They get healthy. And the Nets picked up this whole gang of draft picks. No, the Lakers had, let me just be very clear, the Lakers had 0% chance if the Nets were healthy to win. They could not beat the Nets. I doubt they could take more than a game from them if they took a game from them. Maybe they could take them six games if everything went their way. I don't think they even get seven. But everything's changed now. And, yo, you think it's so easy that you're just counting superstars? Yes, that's right. I do think it's like that. I think at a certain level, how many of those guys do you have? Because the Nets had three. The Lakers had two. And now the Lakers have three. Yes, the Nets guys are more skilled scoring the ball. For their size, now think about this. For their size, the Nets have three players who are arguably the greatest in the history of the game skills-wise scoring the ball. Who at Kyrie's size has ever been better than him as a scorer? All three levels. Who at 6'5 or under has been a better scorer all three levels than James Harden? Same thing with KD at almost 7 feet tall. That's not what the Lakers have, but Kyrie's not a defender. Harden's not a defender. We don't know if KD can defend like he did before the injury over the course of a season. He didn't last year. This past season, he accepted tough defensive assignments, but he didn't, you know, fulfill those assignments as well as he did before he hurt his Achilles. Okay, the Lakers, on the other hand, have AD, an elite defender, LeBron James, who in high leverage moments, an elite defender, and Russell Westbrook, who's certainly capable of being an elite defender. So no, they can't score like the Nets. I mean, they're vicious scorers, all three of those guys. They can't shoot it like the Nets, but they defend it better. Nets still have the advantage. In big threes, we'll see if any of these guys can stay healthy. But the Nets still have the advantage, but it has shrunk. And the Lakers still have time to fill out that roster with shooters. Heard what Woj said on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin about why Russ is in L.A. Listen.
Russ is as unique of a player that we've seen in this generation. He plays the game in a way that's kind of goes against the grain of in this modern age, and he had a fantastic season with the Wizards last year and brought them back with Bradley Beal and got them into the postseason. And he brings a ferocity to that team, to that city. Mm-hmm. He obviously played at UCLA. He's from Southern California. He really wanted this. He wanted this to happen. And I think when, you know, the chance to go, not just go home, but go play for a championship contender, you know, I think that Washington team, they're going to continue building around Bradley Beal.
Matt in Los Angeles, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Max, the reason why that Laker blockbuster is bigger than the Dodger blockbuster is because we have just been catapulted, the Lakers that is, into a true back-to-back picture, because I believe they will win the next two championships, whereas the Dodgers were already on that.
Very good point, Matt. I understand what you're saying. You're right, as a matter of fact. I didn't even put my finger on it that way. You're right. The difference is the Dodgers could have won the World Series this year anyway. What they did is just give themselves an even better chance. But the fact is, the Lakers, if the Nets were healthy, the Lakers had no chance to win, and now they do because of this deal. And by the way, Lakers fans are like, oh, we could have won without Westbrook. You're fooling yourself. No, you couldn't. No, you couldn't. Not if the Nets were healthy. No chance. But now there's a real good chance. I still favor the Nets at this moment. They have fleshed out their roster a little bit more with these draft picks. Let's see what the Knicks do. You know what happens on a LeBron team when he has two other superstars he's playing with? Has LeBron ever played with two superstars like this? Like, Kevin Love ain't AD or Westbrook, right? Kyrie maybe, but Kevin Love's not. Bosh and Wade, at that point in Wade's career and Bosh's career, I don't know. These might be the two best teammates as a tandem he's ever played with at this point in their careers. But Lakers fans, be honest. Now that they have Westbrook and LeBron is playing with two superstars, these veterans around the league who want a ring chase and want to be a part of something big, who are at that point in their careers, they've made some money, they'll take a vet's minimum, who can really shoot it or do a specific skill or two, have a specific skill or two that the Lakers could use, they're going to start to want to sign with the Lakers. That's what's going to happen. Marcus Spears, ESPN NFL analyst, on the Goodyear hotline right now. Swagoo.
My brother, we up. What's up, man?
What's up is the Lakers, the Dodgers. Oh, let's talk about the Lakers, Swagoo. I'm a Lakers fan. I gave up my Knicks because I couldn't take Dolan anymore. And I had to be honest that the Nets, if they were healthy, no one had a chance, including the Lakers. Marcus, not even a chance. Not if the Nets were all healthy. Right. They were smoking the Milwaukee Bucks without James Harden. Smoking them. And then, like, the best player in the league this year in the regular season. Yeah. But now they got Westbrook, Marcus. They turned four quarters into a dollar. They turned a bunch of spare parts into a three-time triple-double champ. I think they are a match for the Nets now. I don't know. I'm not saying I'd pick them, but that's a difficult series now. Your thoughts on the Westbrook trade?
Brother, 100%. Like, let's get past the star power and the emotion. And you know, I said it this morning, I want to see it. I think basketball needs it. As great as it was to watch Giannis and Milwaukee win through the draft. And, you know, they picked up a couple pieces, obviously P.J. Tucker coming in with the veteran presence and Drew Holiday. But when you think about this matchup, this is as much as we loan and ask for old-school basketball, Max, not from a physicality standpoint, just from a matchup standpoint. And when you think about sports in this totality, right, we want to see, in my area of expertise, we want to see Aaron and Mahomes. We want to see Lamar and Mahomes and Brady and Mahomes. Like, those are the matchups you want to see from a skill level, a cachet type situation. Yes. Like, I absolutely believe that if the Lakers and the Nets, all healthy, right? We got to put those caveats in there. You can't justify being absolutely sure about who would win that series. And that's what will make it a great finals if it happens.
Okay. If the Nets play the Lakers, because everyone's talking about in New York, the Nets aren't a big deal. They're not as big a deal as the Knicks and this and that. But Brooklyn rings bells. Like, there are kids named Brooklyn in, like, Russia and China. Like, you know, Brooklyn rings bells, right, around the world. And if you talk about what are the most famous places in the world, Brooklyn's one of them. And in terms of, like, what about the coolness? Like, you know, probably Brooklyn's number one worldwide. Like, what would you say is a spot that people think associate culturally with that kind of level of cool as Brooklyn, right? And I'm from born in the Bronx. My parents are from the Bronx. But, like, you know, outside of New York, it's Brooklyn. If the Brooklyn Nets do something like wind up in the finals, that's one of the hottest tickets in sports. And the Lakers, goes without saying, that's the franchise in the NBA. That's New York and L.A. Marcus, it would be the biggest finals matchup in the modern era. What would be as big as this?
Nothing. Nothing, Max. That's why I was so adamant about it this morning on Get Up, about wanting that matchup so bad. Like, There are things in sports that you feel like you get blessed with. This is one of those things. If we get this matchup with all of these stars healthy, and let's not forget, like, because people talk about LeBron's age and Russ's age, KD, James Harden, and Kyrie ain't spring chickens either. KD coming off of an ACL Achilles, and we all remember that particular situation and the CKD bounce back and play the way he played in the finals. We know what James Harden is from an offensive standpoint. We know Kyrie is one of the best we've ever seen on the ball, getting his own shot, creating, right? But then you go to the other side. You got a Tasmanian devil in Russell Westbrook. You got LeBron, who is a basketball savant, like, knows the game as well as anybody we've probably ever seen in this league, from figuring things out as not only as the season goes along, as series go along. And then we got AD, who is the best big man in the NBA, okay? So when healthy, you got all of that stuff that's going in a series in the finals that we're going to have to try to figure out what's going to take precedent. And when you look at the series and you think about, like, what advantages are going to present themselves, you would obviously think AD would be able to have his way. And you would think that KD at 6'11 will have his way because nobody's stopping KD from scoring the basketball. But you also got two other guys that's going to drive you absolutely crazy from an offensive standpoint in LeBron and Russ with how much pressure they're going to put on you defensively creating. So, look, man, Kyrie, prolific scorer, creator. James Harden, prolific scorer, creator. And, dude, this is what dreams are made of. This is Ali Frazier, bro. This is like you know, in boxing, you get matchups every once in a while where you know it's like
it's going down in history. It's going down in history. Yeah, last time was the Knicks and the Lakers in 1973. It's going down in history. Okay, right. Speaking of Ali and Frazier, Marcus. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. I mean that press conference. Oh, like, you know, who wants that smoke? I don't think the Packers want it.
Max, they didn't want none of that, bro. And you know, today they like this contract and these new things that they signed. These are divorce papers, bro. Mm. This situation is rectified because you actually have to play the game of football. But this situation ain't rectified when it comes to all of the things that was a problem, right? And you know me, I was adamant. I didn't think Aaron Rodgers would show up at all because I thought he was trying to burn the bridge to not come back even before that press conference. Mm-hmm. But when you look at now, dude, this is the first, like, I want to be careful. This is almost like I'm forced to be here and my talent will make room for me because everybody knows that I'm a ball out, but I'm here against my will. I almost feel like that, Max, because when you get up and you have a press conference and you blast the team that you're about to suit up and play for, And
it was the kind of speech. You give that kind of speech if you fantasize about quitting a job you hate and telling off your boss, that's what you practice in the mirror, that speech. Like he's leaving on your way out the door. Take this job and shove it. But he's announcing he's staying another year.
Dude, oh my God, bro. So to me, man, you know, this is a blessing for me as a football analyst, bro, here at ESPN, bro. This is a blessing because every week we will dissect, scrutinize anything that goes wrong. And it's because we know, like, Max, we usually have to find these things out. You've been in this game way longer than I have. We usually have to lean on our reporters. We got to lean on insiders to find out if there's really, really something going on, or is this just something that is, you know, something that's festering in public, but it really ain't that serious. I was with the Dallas Cowboys for 8 years. Sometimes things would be so blown out of proportion publicly that wouldn't be a big deal in our locker room. And we would look in the media and laugh and be like, they really think this happening like this? And then there was some things that weren't blown out of proportion. Well, we know damn well this is the situation. Like, we know what the problems are. We know everything that is wrong in Green Bay when it comes to Aaron Rodgers and the front office. So, look, man, with the game of football being sprinkled into that, because this might be the first time I'm more interested in the damn story than the actual games.
Oh, yeah, and not only that, they might mess around and win a Super Bowl. How would that be? How'd that be an end to the soap opera? And then he says, peace? All right, Marcus, they're telling me I'm up against the commercial break.
He will.
And they're telling me I'm up against the commercial break, and Raj gets very upset. Oh, does he get upset? he's so angry.
They know we can do this for hours, bro.
5 seconds into a commercial break. Oh, now he gets to play producer. Oh, look at that. You didn't get out of break on time. Meantime, I'm doing everything. I got to write the reads. I got to plug in things. I got to do everything. All right, Raj, put it in an email, Raj, that you told me to get out on time, and I'll reply all. Thank you, Marcus. I appreciate it, brother.
All right, Mike.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance. Visit progressive.com. Now, Raj, did I sign off with all the reads that I needed to? Excellent. Look at me.
Man, you're the best, Max. You're good, boy. You all right.
Look at that. Coming up. did Lamar Odom just bite off more than he could chew? Oh, I know what you're talking about, Raj. We're playing No Doubt, aren't we? Does the thought of selling your motorcycle, ATV, or vehicle already make you exhausted? There's no need to keep putting it off because RumbleOn.com makes selling easy. You'll have a cash offer in minutes and a free pickup. Harley, Polaris, Can-Am, Yamaha, trade in or sell. RumbleOn will pay cash no matter what the make or model. See what RumbleOn can do for you by visiting RumbleOn.com. Fast bikes, faster cash, No Doubt coming up.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Also on Sirius XM Channel 80, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Going to get right down to it.
We got you covered.
Let me tell you what I think of this.
No Doubt.
All right. What do we got today, Raj?
Hey, man, I heard you and Marcus Spears talking about it, but let me ask you this. If Jordan Love were ready to go, Aaron Rodgers would be gone.
No doubt. No doubt. I mean, part of what's going on right now is they hedged with Rodgers because they figured, look, he's not going to go on forever. And given his first season with LaFleur, they got to the NFC Championship game, but he had the worst year of his career. He looked like a game manager. So they weren't sure, I'm sure, like, wait, is he really slipping? Or, you know, guys who do it with athletic ability, sometimes when that leaves, they go down faster than a guy who has to do it like with the fundamentals, like Brady or someone like that, because they can't rely on the athletic ability. And so they weren't sure, I don't think. So they draft Jordan Love. They like him. They draft him. Then it turns out Rodgers has the best year of his career, wins MVP. So you want to keep that guy. But Raj, what I'm hearing about what they think of Jordan Love is they don't exactly think the world of him right now. So, you know, we'll see.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Hey, man, we got a birthday in the house. Arnold Schwarzenegger turned 74 today, Max. 74. Mm. Hey, you take Arnold's action movie career. I said action movie career over anyone else's.
No doubt. Arnold Schwarzenegger is one of the greatest movie stars of all time. When you think about someone's brand who could, in their prime, get you to buy a ticket, and part of that is just branding. Like, they work with certain directors and writers, so their brand means quality to you. Like, is Will Smith the greatest actor in the world, or was there like 8-10 years there where you knew if Will Smith is in a movie, it's going to be really well made, right? Tom Cruise, the same thing. No one ever was more that than Schwarzenegger, and he brought a lot of that to the table. Schwarzenegger was that dude. And by the way, during these last half decade of craziness in our national politics, there was no one more eloquent, forceful, and with as much humanity who could articulate exactly what was wrong and what should be done like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He really did himself and our country a service.
That's right. That's right. Best, man. When he was making movies in the late 80s, man, I was there for every single one.
What? All the Terminators and Total Recall and Running Man. And oh, he had so many. Yeah. Predator. Oh, what? Predator.
Oh, that's right. That's
I remember
hey,
one of my best friends told me when he found out Danny Glover was in Predator 2. He was like, look, if it took Schwarzenegger all movie to beat one of them dudes, Danny Glover just must convince them to leave or something like that. He's going to have, there's a whole bunch of them. And he was right. That's what happened. Danny Glover had to talk him out of it.
Yeah. Wasn't a bad movie, by the way.
No, it was real good. It was real good.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, check it out. Lamar Odom, our friend, former Laker, of course, bit off more than he can chew, agreeing to fight former champ Riddick Bowe in a celebrity match.
Yeah, I don't care how, no doubt. I don't care how old Riddick Bowe is. Lamar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He used to be the heavyweight champion of the world, and he's probably going to be in the gym a little bit before. Are you out of your mind? You think you're fighting a pop star or something? You're going to fight the former heavyweight champion of the world?
Ooh-wee.
It's not going to go good for Lamar Odom in this fight. No.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I agree. 52 is what Riddick Bowe is now, by the
52?
Way.
52? Hey. He'd be 102. Lamar Holmes got no wins against Riddick Bowe.
No chance. Hey, man, it's National Talk in an Elevator Day. Mm-hmm. Max, you talk to folks in an elevator?
Yeah, no doubt. I'll talk to folks in an elevator. I mean, the best part about it is going to be a short-lived conversation. You don't have to think of anything to say. You just have to be polite. And, you know, and nowadays, because, you know, people want to take pictures and stuff like that, the end of the elevator ride, I'm good. I got to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no linger.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Hey, man, you got some callers. Want to talk some NBA, man. Let's see what they're talking about.
Nate in Long Beach, you are on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's going on, Max?
Go ahead, Nate. You're getting buzzed. Let me tell you why Nate got buzzed. Nate got buzzed, and I have to start. Here's my problem, Raj. I have to start telling everyone before the calls start. If you say what's up, I'm going to drop the call. The thing is, this is not a social call. It's a radio program. It's entertainment, right? So you got it. If you want, give an opinion, Max. You're the worst, Max. You're the best. Whatever you want to just make a statement or give an opinion, a take about a sports topic, ask a question. But when you just say what's up and then, okay, what's up, and then we're wasting time. So let's try it again. Nate in Long Beach, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
All right. So as to your comment about the Lakers and the trade for Westbrook, I just wanted to say you were saying how they turned four quarters into a dollar. They turned the guy who averaged 6.3 points in the playoffs in Kuzma, Harrell, 5.8
points. We're up to about 12 points.
Caldwell-Pope, 6.2 points.
Yeah, we got under 20 points still.
And they turned that into Russell Westbrook. So go ahead and give Rob Pelinka executive of the year.
Brother, could you imagine? You could even throw Schroeder in there. Schroeder's in the deal, which he's not. He had 0 points in a playoff game. It doesn't even change the equation. And now, by the way, the Lakers still have whatever they could get for Schroeder in a sign and trade. I don't think it would be directly to the team necessarily for a player. Like, he doesn't fit on the Kings. But whatever you can get for Schroeder, which is a little bit more than I think you'd suspect. And Talen Horton Tucker, who you don't want to get rid of, but is he going to be a great player? No, he's going to be a good player. But you have great players on your team now with a certain window. I'll bet you could get a guy like Buddy Hield. Like, you can get not just a spot-up shooter, but a guy who can really shoot the lights out, or two. Yoshi in Philadelphia, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hello, it's me, Yoshi, and I just got to say, I think the 76ers are making an absolute mess of this Ben Simmons situation. I think they're missing their window of opportunity, and they've lost all their leverage in the situation. And if they end up shipping them, I think they're going to get crumbs back. And if not, and I think we're going to end up with some.
I would agree with you. Normally, the one thing is Daryl Morey is the Rockets. The Sixers GM. Daryl Morey ain't getting peanuts back. Daryl Morey will wait until he doesn't get peanuts back. I want to take this last call in 60 seconds, Raj, and then we can get clean for the next segment. Because David in North Carolina thinks I'm hating on the Bucks. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, Max, you are hating on the Bucks, because all I hear you say is how much they were shredding the Bucks.
Yeah, that's
true. I'm talking about the Nets.
Yep.
You keep saying they were slaughtering the Bucks.
Slaughtering them.
Let me remind you, it was 2-2, and in that fourth game that we beat them by, I don't know, like 15 or 20, Kyrie Irving played for 44 minutes when we tied the series at 2-2. So they weren't getting shredded. They weren't getting wasted.
They were getting wasted. Okay, I'll put a response to that on the other side of this commercial break. Okay, I will respond to it. Tune into an AL East battle Sunday as the Rays host the Red Sox. Presented by Samsung. Coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins at 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, and at 7 p.m. on ESPN. Coming up, L.A., what does Vegas think of the Dodgers' chances to repeat now after the huge mega deal? How about the Lakers after their huge mega deal? Brought to you by Capital One Auto Navigator, where you can find a car, get pre-qualified instantly, and see your real monthly payment without impacting your credit score. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
PN Radio's presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. By the way, the Max Kellerman Show is on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, also on Sirius XM Channel 80, your smart speaker, wherever you get your podcast. So before the end of the last segment, someone called in and said, I'm disrespecting the Bucks because I'm talking about how they were getting slaughtered by the Nets, which they were. They lost by a whole bunch in the first game by a million points in the second game in Brooklyn. Then they went to Milwaukee. This is all without James Harden, who game for game was the best player in basketball in the regular season. Without the player who played better than any player on earth, they were destroying the Bucks. Then the Bucks had a great game and beat the Nets by one possession at home. Nets were playing really well defensively at that point. It was like, oh, now the Nets are playing defense too. Now, in game, again, without Harden, in game four, this caller said, Kyrie played 44 minutes. No, he didn't. Kyrie got hurt early in that game. He played 17 minutes. I looked it up. And they won by 11 points, the Bucks did. I'm going to go ahead and say Kyrie plays and the Bucks don't win. But I'll say this. Even if you think the Bucks would win at home there, Nets still have home court. And that's without James Harden they were doing that. Do you understand? If the Nets had Harden, Kyrie, and KD healthy, the Bucks don't win a game. And they don't lose a game by less than a margin of 10 points, let's say. And probably most of them by close to 20 or more. You understand how much better the Nets were at full strength than the Bucks? They were so much better, it was embarrassing. And no, I'm not taking anything away from the Bucks. The Nets had... Or, you know, the Nets, if healthy last year, would have been in the conversation for greatest team ever. It's not a knock against the Bucks. In different years, maybe the Bucks could win a championship. Not in the conference with the Nets. As a matter of fact, that Bucks team in most years would not win a championship. They maybe would get to the finals in an Eastern Conference in many years, but they would not win a championship. It's just the way it is. The Toronto Raptors, the Kawhi led to a ton, they wouldn't have won a championship in most years. They certainly wouldn't have beaten a fully healthy Golden State squad. We're just being honest. I'm not like dissing the Bucks. I really like the Bucks. I like the Bucks since when like Jason Kidd was coaching them. You know, when they had Thon McCour, right? Like I thought he might be good. I liked the Bucks for a long time. I've been watching them develop. But I got to be honest. The Nets fully loaded? What are we talking about here? What? Do you understand it? Even as it was, they lost Kyrie in game four. 17 minutes of Kyrie in game four. Let's just be very clear. Then Harden came back. He had nothing. He was hurting the team at that point. He was too banged up. But never did they have all three playing together. Even under those circumstances, it got to a game seven where because KD's foot was on the line by an inch, it was a two, not a three. And then KD airballed a three to win in game seven in overtime. To win. That was without the big three ever playing together. They came within a hair of beating the Bucks. Stop. Let's just be honest. I'm not knocking the Bucks. Health does count. The Bucks were healthier, all that. I'm just saying, when healthy, the Bucks were not in the same category with the Nets. Please. Let's just be honest. Dodgers have been World Series favorites this entire season. Their odds got even better following yesterday's trade for Max Scherzer and Trey Turner. Sportsbetting.ag, is that right? Is this one of Raj's many typos? Or sportsbetting.ag adjusted its MLB title numbers ahead of the final 24 hours before the trade deadline. The Dodgers have nearly half the odds of the next team. Oh, my God, that's overwhelming favorites. Yankees' odds got a little better when they added Gallo and Rizzo, two left-handed bats who can defend in the outfield and at first base, but strike out a lot. They could hit for power and defend, but they strike out a lot. But the Dodgers are almost twice as likely to win the World Series as the next best team. That's crazy. They're 11-4. It's like a little bit less than 3-1 against the field, right? They're underdogs, of course, against the whole field, but that's amazing that they're that good. Astros are 5-1, White Sox 15-2, Red Sox 8-1, Padres 9-1. Those odds would have been different if the Padres could have landed Scherzer. It was a big move by the Dodgers. Lakers big three versus the Nets big three. And let's keep in mind, Blake Griffin, it turns out, is still Blake Griffin. How do you know? Because his explosiveness is not what it was, 6 years ago, but it's more than most players. When you saw Blake Griffin posterize, what was it? Was it Giannis he posterized? When Blake is posterizing Giannis, like his game was never, it's not like he shoots it worse than he used to. That was never Blake's game, the mid-range. Remember when President Obama told Chris Paul, hey, tell Blake to work on his 15-footer? He did. Like he has a little 15-footer, but Blake Griffin is more than just a role play. Blake Griffin's a good player. He's an above average power forward. Now, it's asking a lot for all those guys to be healthy, but they just added 5 first and second round draft picks. The Nets are more, they're big three plus plus. Lakers just put their big three together. We have to see who else comes and joins that team. But there's 2 superpowers in the NBA, if healthy. Big caveat, if healthy. Brooklyn and LA. Those are the 2 super teams in the NBA. And nothing, if they're healthy, no one will stand in their way. We're going to have an interesting NBA season. The Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, Sirius XM, Channel 80, your smart speaker, wherever you get your podcasts. I'll see you next week. Perv.
Thanks for listening to The Max Kellerman Show. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.